good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boomville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
This is KD2HZA on Echolink from Binghamton, New York. Just thought I'd see what's happening on this repeater tonight. KD2HZA.
KD2HZA, Zach, good evening. It's an informal net, so tell us what's going on tonight.
You know, I got my call sign probably 2 or 3 weeks ago and thought I'd try out Echolink, see what's happening. I grew up in Oswego, so I'm sort of familiar with the Boonville area, and I just thought I'd see you know, who up in that area hops on, and thought I'd chat with you all. KD2HZA, go ahead.
All right, well, we have sometimes we have busy nets and sometimes we have quiet ones, so we'll have to wait and see which one this is, but we appreciate you checking in, and feel free to check in whenever you'd like. So, all right, well, we're going to see if there's anybody else out there. You have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
E2WI.
And 5ALW.
And 2OIQ.
All right, there's three more. We'll start with KC2WI. Pete, good evening. What's going on?
KC2WI, well, I had a little cold today. It was sunny out, and I went out, and it was, you know, only 45 or something, but it was nice, and I started working on my old snowmobile, and I got a little cold. You'd think I would have got cold yesterday out riding snowmobiling all day. I went about 125 miles, a little kind of back way over to not quite to McKeever, but anyway, and up, took advantage of the Old Forge free trail, whatever, free pass weekend, and went in the Old Forge, had lunch, and headed up to Big Moose Station and around up there and back through Brantingham. So it was, you know, I'd never been there because I'd never paid for an Old Forge trail pass. And it wasn't as busy as I thought, considering that it was a free pass. It was considering A, that it was a weekend, B, that it was a, you know, 2 days you could ride there with no pass, and C, that I guess was a new snowmobile, you know, snow show, whatever they call it down there in town. I don't know, maybe that kept people, you know, in the village instead of out riding or something, but all in all, it wasn't great trails. I mean, some of them were rough, and some of them were fine, but that was a nice day. Came over kind of a back way through my friend's camp, and boy, I was in sort of the middle of the, not exactly the middle of the woods, but I mean, not on a really, you know, main, groomed, wide, obvious trail. It was a road, and, just put some track. And, right when that, the worst snow squall hit, I couldn't see, I was about ready to turn around and go back out, couldn't see 10 feet, and certainly couldn't see very well. You know, if the road branched off, their tracks went off one way, it would be really easy to miss them, although if you got somewhere where there was absolutely nobody had ever been, then even with my sight, it was obvious there's just no base. In fact, I shoveled off the side of my house and get out my filler for my oil tank, and I started trying to shovel down to get to my choke on my coax. Once I got through the top layer of, you know, where the stuff came off the roof, boy, it was just like shoveling sand almost. I mean, it was, sugar. There's nothing frozen down at all, snow-wise. Anyway, so that was my adventure yesterday, and Bob, I was at the Otter Lake gas station there, and I looked over to your house, and I didn't see any cars or any lights or anything, so I figured nobody was home, and I was kind of behind what I wanted to be, so I didn't knock on the door. It just looked like nobody was there. I figured you were out somewhere. Anyway, maybe you were there, but maybe I'll be back over that way again this year. I think the roads are kind of getting burned off with the sun, but in the woods there's a lot of snow. KC2WI. All
right, Pete. Yeah, I see some of the snow coming right off on the decks and the roads and wherever it's hitting. You know, it's getting that springtime sun, and it's definitely a little more potent. So we had a lot of snow slide off the roof today. I was kind of happy about that. But we'll see. We'll see how the rest of that goes. All right, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening, and I'll catch up with you later. Let's see, N5AOW. Bill, what's going on tonight?
Oh, good evening, Jeff, N5AOW. Busy day today. I get out in the sun, Sherry and I both. Well, first thing I did, I was going to go out to the shed for a small project, which, you know, never turns out to be a small project. Well, I look by one of the windows on the back porch, and I see dripping. So I look outside, and there's a lot of ice built up. So it was backing up a little bit. So we worked at that for an hour or so to get that cleaned off. And it was just an active day. It went from that to cleaning snow off of a canopy down by the garage and a couple of other little tidbits, and I looked at the temperature at one point, and I was literally worn out this afternoon, but rested a little bit and looked at the temp. And it's pretty warm out, so anyway, I got the hose out and everything and washed my truck down. God knows it needed it. Looked like a rolling salt factory, but at least it's clean again for a short amount of time until we get out in the swamp again. That's pretty much it. That pretty well winds it up. I went inside and laid down for a little bit, had a brandy, helped take some of the sharp pain away, and that was it. So I've been in here watching TV since, so that's about it. And Pete, I'll tell you what, I was home, but I was so busy I don't think I would have had the energy to get out and take a ride with you. I thought about it, half uncovered the sled, and never got to even fire it up. So, with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff, and wish everyone on board 73s have a good evening, and 5AOW.
Well, you're a better man than me. Usually when I get that out there on the porch and it leaks like that, I just stick a plant under it. I think I'm turning lemons into lemonade that way. Well, not really, but anyway. All right, Bill, thanks for checking in, and you have a good one out there, and hopefully it won't be long. We won't be dealing with any of this snow anymore. All right, N2OIQ, Dan, good evening. What's up?
Hey, good evening. Jeff, this is N2YQ, and good evening to everyone on the net this evening. Well, we might stay up today. It was in the low 40s, and the sun shone a lot, and a lot of ice come off ice and snow come off the roof today, and so we're happy with that. And so it was. Wasn't a bad day. Didn't do a whole lot, but I went to town once, Bobville, and did some shopping, me and my wife. And right now we got 33 degrees, and not bad for evening at 9 o'clock. So it's a lot warmer than what it has been. So next couple of days ain't supposed to be too bad. It's supposed to cool off, I guess, in the highs in the 30s, I guess. But anyway. Still ain't bad, eh? It's at least ain't 20, 30 below. So, back to you, Jeff. Have a good evening. And 2OY Kill Clear.
All right, well, I suppose everybody's, getting a lot of snow coming off through, as I seen it there when I drove up through town. You see a lot of houses where it just comes sliding off, and that's good. So, I don't know. It's a very fluffy snow, so it's definitely a different melt this year than it has been the last few. So hopefully it'll go quick. I had my sons to dig out the fire pit today, so we can get out there, and we'll see. I said, with this sun beating down, all we got to do is dig around it, and then the sun will take care of the rest. So that snow was, you didn't have to chip through it or anything. We just dug right around it. So, all right, thanks, Tim. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins.
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU. Ray, good evening. What's up?
The thermometer says 32, but I don't believe it because everything outside's frozen. So it must be below 32. And we got a lot of the ice off the roof today. Wait for the snow maybe tomorrow or towards the end of the week. Maybe the snow will come off too. But we busted up the ice buildup anyway. Cut that off. So we're just getting ready to call it a day.
All right, Ray. Well, thanks for checking in and good luck up there. And it's supposed to be up in here in the 40s and upper 30s here all week. So I imagine it won't take long before that snow comes off. All right, thanks. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, just working today. The kids were off school today, so they were playing out in snow. I did manage to go out there for a little while, soak up some of that sun we haven't seen in such a long time. And it was nice. It was comfortable. I was out there in shorts and a t-shirt, matter of fact. I guess that's the, what we get for having these 20, 30 below days for so many days in a row. Now that it's 40 degrees out there, might as well be 80. That's the way it feels, anyway. So that's about it. Got a little bit of work here to do tonight and a long day of work tomorrow. So not much else to report. All right. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley ServiceNet? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right. Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank let's see, Zach, Pete, Bill, Dan, and Ray for checking in tonight. And say 73 is to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Jack, I tried it on the small one, but didn't make it.
Okay, let me welcome and acknowledge N2WBX, hello Dennis, N5ALW, hello Bob. I'm
I always get a little static, a little frying bacon, because of the distance involved. So if you came through locally, they might have heard you, but down here I had didn't have any audio. But okay, very good. Thanks for checking in, both of you. Anyone else? Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2000.
KC2NBU, one more for the count.
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Ray. And KC2NBU, thanks again. KA2000.